Okay, the second question, she says, I know we can pray Salatul Dhuhr or Asr together, but what are the conditions for doing so, Shaykh?
If we're talking about Al-Jamma, or combining the two prayers of Dhuhr and Asr together at the time of either one of them, then Maghrib and Isha at the time of either one of them is limited to the following conditions. If the person is traveling, so in this condition, they get to shorten the prayer, in addition to combining the two prayers as we described earlier, if it is needed. Then the Prophet ﷺ allowed us in the case of the heavy rain and whenever it's muddy to combine the late two prayers. We call them Al-Isha'ain, the Maghrib and Isha. At the time of Maghrib, of course, in order that people would pray Maghrib and Isha in the masjid, then they don't have to make a special effort to come walking in the mud or in the heavy rain. Also in the case of fear, and in the case of sickness, besides that, the person should not combine the prayers without any necessary need.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.